Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. More with Mark Dopp of the American Meat Institute right after this.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Aloha. Ron Hayes here, inviting you to join my wife and I on an adventure in the Hawaiian Islands, January 18th to the 27th. We'll enjoy warm sunshine, dramatic scenery, and deluxe resort hotels on the islands of Oahu, Hawaii, and Maui. Our tour also includes several ag highlights, including the largest cattle ranch in Hawaii, the Maui Tropical Plantation, and Monsanto, Hawaii. For more information, call 1-800-826-2266 or log on to holidayvacations.net, keyword Ron. Over the last few years, the judicial branch and the legislative branch of the federal government have weighed in on some of the issues that we find in the GPSA marketing rule proposed by USDA. And in both cases, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, not agreeing with where the executive branch wants to take the country as far as livestock marketing rules are concerned. Mark Dopp with the American Meat Institute, he's their general counsel, says in his view, it's a clear effort to grab the high ground by the executive branch, by the Obama administration, in the face of no authority given to them by the legislative branch, by the Congress.
That's our view. We don't think, and frankly, I think if you ask a lot of the producers that work that are affiliated with NCBA and NPPC and a lot of others, they don't think the government should be doing that either. These are private transactions. Like I said, willing seller, willing buyer, it's a private deal.
As far as if this rule is implemented, what's the recourse for the industry?
Well, assuming that it's finalized as proposed, I'm not sure how broadly this would happen, but I would suspect somebody or some collection of somebodies would probably seriously think about challenging the rule in court. Now, I'm not prepared to tell you that we're going to do that. I'm not sure. We'd have to take a careful look at that, but it's premature. Right now, we're just hoping that the agency goes back and seriously rethinks the types of problems that we've pointed out to them so that they can, you know, rethink what they have done.
Could a future Congress reverse some of this stuff once it's, you know, out of the bottle?
The Congress always has the ability to in fact, they've done it in the past, not often. But the Congress has taken steps with other agencies, with other departments to say, no, we're gonna reverse that rule. They've got that authority. In fact, that's one of the problems with the rule. Our argument, we believe strongly that a lot of the elements that are in the rule were considered by the Congress in the 2008 Farm Bill and rejected. And yet you've got the agency moving forward and pushing some of those things. For example, changing the limit, the burden of proof, if you will, the standard of evidence on not having to prove competitive injury. That was considered in the 2008 Farm Bill and the Congress rejected it. Yet it's proposed in this rule. We just don't think, if you couple that with the fact that you've got 8 different courts that have looked at the issue and told many times the Department of Agriculture, you're wrong. It's not up to the executive branch to make that change. That's something for the legislature to do.
Mark Dopp with the American Meat Institute. We've caught up with Mark at the Fort Collins USDA Department of Justice workshop on competition and livestock. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 1,000 plus head to sale, including 250 Angus bulls, 50 fall Angus pairs, and 700 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, go to expressranches.com on the web or call 800-664-3977. Don't miss the Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming October 4th at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.